Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello and welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, your weekly pod to help you save and make more money. My name is Michelle Baltazar and I'm the editor-in-chief here at Money Magazine. Thank you for joining us. Today's episode is about investing in shares and what are the three myths about investing. But first, according to the Australian Securities Exchange, or the ASX, 51% of the country's adult population already invests in shares. So this is a good thing because it means many of us, around 10.2 million Aussies in fact, are building wealth through shares. The question is, what is happening with the other 49%? What's stopping them from investing? There's a lot of reasons why not, including perhaps the fact that they have a certain view about investing, which may turn out to be false. Joining us today to talk about the three myths when it comes to investing in shares is Brendan Doggett, the country manager at ShareSees Australia. ShareSees is an investing platform that allows people to buy and sell shares, starting with small sums. Brendan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
No worries. Well, let's get right to it. What is the number one myth about investing in shares that you kind of come across every now and then?
Yeah, the one we hear all the time is that investing in shares is too risky. So there is risk involved in shares, but there's also risk in putting money under your bed. So your house could burn down or actually inflation erodes the value of that money. So when investing, like everything's got risk. So there's a way to make sure that investing isn't too risky. I personally don't think it's too risky. So the things that you need to look at when you're investing to manage that risk is diversification. So not putting all your eggs in one basket. You spread the risk over different asset classes. Now, ETFs, exchange-traded funds, are a great way to do this. And they really are like a basket of different companies, different industries. You can have index tracking ones and they spread that risk across different companies. So that's the number one thing to do to make sure investing isn't too risky. Next one is time frame. Make sure you invest for a long time because over time, the share market has shown historically that it goes up. So the ASX 200, the average return for that is about 8.3% over the last 10 years. Some years it's been 20%, some years it's been negative 1% or 2%. So diversification time frame. And the third one, perhaps the most important one, is your investing approach. So we see a lot of people on the ShareSees platform invest regularly. So it's called dollar cost averaging. So you invest, say, $50 a week, every week on a Friday, in the same things. It doesn't matter what the price is. So you're effectively averaging out that price over time. So I think if you do those three things, investing isn't risky.
Love it. We are big fans of dollar cost averaging. So yeah, definitely. It's just that $50 every week. And before you know it, you've got a nice pile of money there in your investment portfolio. Very quickly on this idea of it being very risky. I think it's because when people think about investing in shares as risky is that they might lose all their money. So for example, if you've got $100, I feel like I'm going to lose all of that, like $100. Can you just say, has that ever happened with any of ShareSees customers where you've got $5,000 and then the next minute you're down to $2,500?
So the markets do go up and down. So volatility in markets is something which happens. So over time, yeah, the markets go up. But as I kind of said, in 1 year, it can be down 20%. When COVID hit, almost overnight, the share market lost about 20% of your value. So, and remember, when you invest, it's very transparent. So you know how much your portfolio is worth when the market's open minute by minute. So if you're overly anxious and you watch your portfolio, there are times it can drop. But the whole thing about it is like time frame, remember why you invested and diversify. And, you know, I had a share portfolio when COVID hit, it went down. I was like, oh, that hurts a little bit.
Yes.
But also, what a great time to buy because the market goes in cycles, bull and bear, up and down. And if you keep investing over time, using a dollar cost averaging strategy, you get the benefit of those kind of peaks and drops. But investing, things can go up and down. But remember, it's like, you know, investing in property or your house. You only really get the value of your house at times when you may sell or buy or you get an appraisal. Not knowing or not looking and just sticking to your strategy is the best way to go.
Absolutely. And remember that even with COVID, shares went down 20%. Now, I'm not saying that 20% is not bad, but it's not 50% and it's not 80%. So there is kind of a disconnect between what we think is risky from an investing perspective versus what happens. But no doubt, you do need to understand that markets are volatile. So what's number two?
Investing is only for people with lots of money. So I think traditionally, if we look at kind of, you know, stockbroking and Wolf of Wall Street and that sort of thing, and maybe 5-10 years ago, maybe a bit even longer, you really did need quite a bit of money for a stockbroker or a financial planner to invest money for you. You know, you probably had to go to their office. It was probably in a, you know, in a big building in a capital city on the 34th floor, and it's probably quite expensive to get. Apps now make it so much easier to join a platform and to trade. You can do it, you know, jump on your bus in the morning, you can be trading straight away. It's very easy to get in. You don't need, on lots of platforms like ours, particularly, you don't need a minimum investment amount. So you don't need to buy a whole share. It's called fractionalization. So what that means is that, you know, you don't need a big amount of money. You don't need $500. You don't need $1,000. You can start from a cent. And why that's important is also that people can learn how to invest. So I'll talk about the third myth, which that kind of goes into. But it's like the ability to access the markets and see how it goes and become more comfortable with it. You can do it from 1 cent on the platform, which is really important because you don't want to save up $1,000 or $10,000, because the most important thing about investing in market returns is your time in the market. So the sooner you get into the market, the sooner you start investing, you build your knowledge and you build that time in the market. For me, I use roundups on our platform. So you set up a roundup, you know, it's the extra money on your coffee or whatever. About $25 a week, my roundups are. They go into an auto invest straight into an ASX 200 ETF that I've got. The magical thing there is the power of compounding returns. So I'm investing that amount every Friday, pretty much $25. The magic of compound returns, let's say 8.3%, which is the average 10-year return of the ASX 200. After 10 years, that will grow to $19,000. So 6,000 of that is just compound return. So my money making money. Lots of people talk about, you know, planting a seed and it becomes a tree and that's a compound return. I like to think about it like sourdough starter. So you put your money in, that's a sourdough starter, and it just keeps doubling and doubling. And, you know, all of a sudden you're giving sourdough starter to all your friends and they don't even like bread. But that's the kind of power of getting in there early and the time in the market. So don't wait till you've got lots of money. Like, you know, start investing. Even $5 a week, it's important to get into that habit.
Love it. I do like the idea of that extra $6,000 that I didn't have to work for. It's just compound interest.
Money for nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you did say that you're going to touch on the third myth, which is linked to what you just said about not having lots of money. What is that?
That you need to know a lot to start investing. So again, if you wait till you've got enough money to invest or you wait till you've got enough knowledge to invest, you miss out on that time value of money, that magic of compounding returns. So I think it's quite a dangerous myth to have, because we can always learn more. Like, who is an expert? Like, you know, just start investing. It's been democratized. You can download that app. You can start investing really quickly. There's some great educational content out there, like your podcast. People should learn a lot. There's lots of great resources online. And the best way to learn for humans is by doing. So find yourself a platform. I hope it's Sharesies. Download that app, join, and then start investing. So invest an amount you can afford, so you get to know, you know, what the market does. ETFs, as I said, a great way to invest to start off with, to diversify that risk. They're low cost, easy to do. And then maybe pick some handful of companies which you know, you believe in their brand, you believe in their products, you know, nice kind of stable companies that you know. And then you get to know how the market works, what goes up and down, what buying an order looks like. And then you learn by doing. You have invested in those companies, so you'll probably pay attention to the news a little bit more, so you become more involved in that company. You get to know concepts. You know, if you feel like it, pick up an annual report and trawl through the P&L if you want. But we've found lots of great stories from our investors, which is like, started investing, all of a sudden I know how to read an annual report. I went to the AGM. I know their strategy, you know, and it's a real sense of kind of like, I taught myself this thing and now I'm an investor.
I do like that idea of just having a basic grounding, of course, and that is what we do at Money. That's what you do with your platform, all this personal finance education. But you don't have to be an expert. You don't need a PhD to get started. I just feel like that's just code for procrastinating again, like, yeah, you know, when am I going to invest for my future or for my retirement? So that's a good one. So let's wrap it up. So what are the three myths again that I think the 49% of you out there not investing in shares should really reconsider?
Investing in shares is too risky. It's not. Investing is only for people with money. It's not. And you need to know a lot about shares to start investing. That's not true either. So myth busted, 49% of you, get on board, start investing.
Absolutely. I co-signed that. Thank you so much for your time, Brendan. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, before we go, don't forget that if you enjoy listening to the Friends with Money podcast, we'd love for you to recommend it to your own friends and family, or you can help us out by leaving a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. Of course, check out ShareSeas. They have this great podcast called The Unlikely Investor. Easy to listen to, fun to listen to. And again, it's all about just getting started on your road to financial freedom through investing in shares. Any questions, comments, or even topics you'd love for us to cover, please email us on podcast@moneymag.com.au. And finally, make sure you head over to moneymag.com.au for all the latest financial news and stories. That's it for this episode. I'm Michelle Baltazar. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.